Yeshiva Yisrael Hatar of Baltimore is proud to present a series of insights into the weekly Parsha by Rabbi Tzvi Good Menahel. This week's shiur on Parsha Shemini is entitled Jewish Fire Safety and is the 39th shiur of the series. It was delivered Monday night, March 21st, 2011, Tes Zion Adar Beis, Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. We hope you enjoy.
Parsha Shemini, Pasuk tells us by the end of the Yimei Yimeluim, Vateitze Esh Melifnei Hashem, and the fire went out from before Hashem, and it consumed everything that was on the Mizbeach. Vayichu v'nei Aaron Nodav Avihu, and the sons of Aaron Nodav Avihu took Ish Machtos, so each one took his fire pan, Vayinu v'hen Esh, and they put in that fire, V'yisumu aleh keteris, and they put upon that keteris, V'yakrivu lefnei Hashem eish zora, and they brought before the Ribbono Shel Olam eish zora, foreign fire, asher lo tziva osom, that they were not commanded in. V'teitze eish lefnei Hashem v'tochel osom, and the fire came out from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it consumed them, v'yamusu lefnei Hashem, and they died before Hashem. V'yomer Moshe l'Aharon, Moshe said to Aaron, Hu asher dibur Hashem lemor b'krovai yakadesh v'al pnei kol ha'om yechabed. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam meant when he said that my close ones, through them I will become sanctified. And amidst all of the nation, in the face of the nation, I will become honored. Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. This tragedy, which was the closing moment of the Yimei Miluim, of the sanctification of the Mishkan, is a very troubling ma'isa to understand exactly what went wrong here. The prized possession, so to speak, of Aaron HaKohen, his sons, Nadav Ahaviyu, were consumed. At that moment of ecstasy, of joy, everything was crashed to the floor. What exactly did they do wrong? There's a tremendous machlekes discussion in Chazal. I'm hoping tonight to give a little bit of insight into exactly was the kernel, what was the central problem of the Chet. The Netziv, in his famous Sefer, Hamek Dover on Chumash, is medayik the following. The Pasuk says, V'teitzeh l'fnei Hashem v'tochel al mizbeach, as we said, V'yichu v'nei Aaron nodav v'havihu, the b'nei Aaron nodav v'havihu, says the Netziv, V'lo k'siv nodav v'havihu b'nei Aaron, seemingly an inconsequential distinction between saying that they were nodav v'havihu first, of Bnei Aaron second. The Pasuk says they were the sons of Aaron, not of Aviu, and it didn't say, not of Aviu, Bnei Aaron. Mikan Dorsha v'Toras Kahanim, says the Hamek Dover, this is the Mokker, this is the source of the Drush and Chazal, Shelochoku Kovet L'Aaron. This was not a Kovet. They did not serve as a Kovet to Aaron. Shenogu Kemo Shelohayu Bonuf. The Pasuk says they Bnei Aaron, not of Aviu, not that not of Aviu were his sons. They don't identify him as his sons, as their names. Similarly, as Chazal Darshan in Parshas V'yishlach, V'yichu shnei b'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi. Shimon v'Levi, now by the famous Maisa, when they went to save their sister Dina, and they didn't listen to their father Yaakov Avinu, they went despite his requests. Otherwise, again, the Pasuk says, shnei b'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi. First they are his sons, and then they are who they are. They went away from being his sons, so to speak. And the Netziv makes a very interesting diuk. Then a part of Vayishlach, it says, Shnei v'nei Yaakov. And over here it just says, B'nei Aaron. What's the difference? Says the Netziv, that over there, each one, Shnei Bonav, each one had his own kavona. However, over here, Mash'ein Ken Kan, here it was not Shnei b'nei Aaron, but it was b'nei Aaron. Why? Shnei nichnu b'dover echad shel avas Hashem. They were both joined by this tremendous desire, this love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'lo yichol lisapek al tshuk lahasik das kvod elokim. They couldn't control themselves. They wanted to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uberov tshuka. And in that overwhelming feeling that they had, nichnus lahakter behechol. They came to bring the keteris. The keteris who dover maybe that they hiskarvos yisrael l'shamayim. The keteris is that thing which brings a person so close to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's dafka the avodah of the keteris. V'al ken nivkar keteris to the 250 men of Machlokes Korach. The 250 Nisim, these 250 great men by Korach. What did they bring? What was the test that was brought to show who was actually the chosen one to be the Kohen? They brought Keteris. Asher gam heman nisatzu gobitzu hachuka yosir mihim dome kemoshe barushon. Says the Nitziv, just like those 250 leaders of Kalei Yisrael who were drawn by what? By their tshuka, by their avis Hashem, so too, the Keteris is that thing that the Bnei Aaron, not of Avihu, brought, which was in a similar vein. Continues the Nitziv in Parshas Korach, you see that these 250 men, they brought Keteris, and it was only them and Korach who brought the Keteris, and not Dosan Vavirim. Al-Kain. Yesh lohavin, you need to understand that these 250 men, hay be'emes gedol Yisrael b'chol prat, gam be'yiras Hashem, they were great men, even in their Yiras Shemayim. Ve'meniyah ha'kunhuna, shehu gorm dveikas v'aves Hashem, ka'esh bor b'kirbom. The fact that they were being denied the kahuna, this was a ikuv, this was something in their heart for the fire, that they wanted to be close to Ribbono Shel Olam, who was stopping them. Lo l'shem shor v'kovet ha'meduma. It wasn't just that they wanted the covet. It wasn't chas v'shalom they wanted the covet at all. They wanted this mila. They wanted this darga. They wanted this closeness. They had this chuka, this burning fire inside of them. The burning fire inside of them is what led them to bring the keteris. That burning fire is what led Nodav Aviyu to bring their keteris as well. The Ksav Sefer Asam Chazal. The Medrash tells us, Shemesah Shalonosu Noshim. One Medrash tells us, the fact none of Aviyu died, what was their Aveira? That they didn't get married. They didn't have children. Ocham, another Chazal tells us, Shehoch Achrei Moshe V'Aharon. They would follow after Moshe Aaron. V'omre, Masai Yemusa Zekeinim Halalu. One of these old leaders going to die. V'ani V'ato Anohi Gatzibur. And we are going to take over and lead the Tzibur. We're going to lead Klal Yisrael. V'tzorach Lohavim. The Nitziv says we need to understand. These reasons that Chazal point out that they didn't have children and that they were following after Moshe and Aaron to take over as leaders, they don't fit into the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says explicitly, they brought Eish Zorah. They brought a foreign fire. Gamlit Maya, ala tzedikim ke'elu shehoya gadolim min Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe himself said they were greater than us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. They're greater than us. And they were greater than us. She'obra mitzvah Hashem v'lokai mitzvah pir v'rivya. They didn't have children? Such a basic mitzvah they skipped over and Moshe Rabbeinu says they're greater than you and I, Aaron? V'gam she'omra masa yamusa z'kenu malolo. How could they say one of these old leaders is going to die? We're going to take over. Doesn't make any sense. Mitzvah says the following. None of Aviyu looked at their father, Aaron HaKohen, and they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, we have a dilemma. More than a dilemma, we have an impossible situation. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the highest darga of a person to be an Eved Hashem, highest darga for a person to lead the Tzibur, he went min ha'ar ela'am, he went mamish from the mountain to the people. What happened with his children? His children didn't turn out like him. You see, when Klal Yisrael is being given over, they're not even considered. Gershom and Eliezer are not even consideration. It's certainly going to be Yoshua. His children didn't achieve. His children didn't become what they needed to become. Aaron HaKohen, who each one of his children, none of Aviyah, Loz of Yisomar, each one steigd and become a god of Israel. But Aaron HaKohen wasn't given over to the Tzibur the same way. He took time away and spent it with his children. Said, none of Aviyah, what should we do? If we emulate Moshe Rabbeinu and we give ourselves over totally to Klal Yisrael, what's going to be with our children? If we go ahead and spend time with our children and take care of them, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? We're not going to reach that darga with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they made a very simple decision. We won't have children. If we don't have children, then we won't have this chasaron. We won't be lacking to give over to our children, but we can give ourselves over to Klal Yisrael. Seems like a reasonable cheshbon, says the Ksav Sofer. Then they said, when are they going to die? Not that they were looking forward to their death. They're not looking forward to the fact they're going to take over and be in charge. They're looking at them and thinking, what type of leader am I going to be? If I'm going to be a leader like Moshe, I'm going to have this problem. If I'm going to be a Moshe leader like Aaron, I'm going to have the other problem. They're not going to have the children they need to have. For Aaron, who took care of his children more than Moshe, he wasn't the leader Klai still needed to have. He wasn't the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, they said, we have the solution. We won't get married. We won't have children. Therefore, we can give ourselves to Klai, so we won't lose out. Our children won't become less than they can become. Even though they had a beautiful cheshvin, it's a mistake. Why? How did they go ahead and reach into Ribbono Shel'Olam's secrets? They're mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them a mitzvah, pir v'rivya, get married and have children. It's not up to them to make a cheshvin. And they made the mistake, says the Ksav Sofer. They made the same mistake as Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yeshiyahu came to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Pasuk says, "Bayom Mahim Chol Chizkiyahu Lomus." The day came when Chizkiyahu was dying. Vayomer Elav Yeshiyahu ben Amutz, and Yeshiyahu came to him, and he said, "Vayomer," he said to him, "Komar Hashem, Tzav Leveischa Ki Meisa Tavolosichia. Go to your house because you're going to die and you're not going to live. My Ki Meisa Ato. What does it mean? You're going to die Velosichia." You're going to die in this world. You're not going to live in the next world. Omar Lei, Chizkiyahu said to Yeshiyahu, "My kulehai, such a punishment. What did I do?" Omar Lei said to Mishum Lota, "Asakta bepir v'rivya, because you weren't Isaac in the midst of pir v'rivya. You weren't doing the ratzon Hashem." Omar Lei, so Chizkiyahu had a teretz. Mishum dechazi li baruch hakodesh. Because I saw in Ruach HaKodesh, Nafki made Boni Lomalia. I saw him going to have children, going to be a problem. Menashe Rosh is going to be my child. I saw Ruach HaKodesh, it's going to be Menashe. So if I'm going to have children, what can I do this to the world? It better not. Amar Leh, Yeshua said to him, Bahari Kivsid Achmor Elam Aloch. Who is it to you to go ahead and look into Ribbono Shel'Olam's secrets? Ma'ad de Mefadik Kutukha Iboy Loch, Lemeva, what the Ribbono Shel'Olam commanded you need to do. What Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make happen, he'll make happen. You do yours, the Baruch Hu will do his. If he gave you a mitzvah, you don't go ahead and find a way to get out of the mitzvah. Says the Ksav Sofer, that was the cheshvin of the Vavihu. Their cheshvin was the same as Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They saw that if they had children, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem in the leadership of Klai Yisrael, doing a mamish lishma. Chizkiyahu is doing a lishma. He doesn't want to bring a rush into the world. Yeshua said to him, "It's not your cheshbin." Continues the Ksav Sofer. As we saw, as the Nitziv pointed out, they had the burned inside of them. The Avas Hashem, the only one they dubbed to replenish them. That's all they wanted. That was all the kavona. It's the same way we had by Korach, by the Reish Nanoshim, by the 250 leaders. Same thing. They were burning with Avas Hashem. And that Avas Hashem gave them a cheshbin. They calculated in that we shouldn't get married. Avahoy is the Eish Zora. That's the Eish Zora of the Pasuk. It's a fire, but it's a foreign fire. Asher lo yikub lifnei Hashem. And Barsham doesn't want that fire. That's what it means. That they, inside of them, not the Eish Zora of the Ketoris, but the Eish Zara, what burned inside of them, that they wanted to be so close to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, wanted to do the Ratzon of Hashem, that was an Eish Zara, because it led them to a Cheshbin, and Lotziva Hashem, the Ribbono Shel'Olam didn't command them in that. Shalotziva Lehem Lahanik Atzibur V'Ofen Acher Mimoisha, they weren't commanded to do anything different than Moshe. They're going to be leaders of Klai Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu. Either they have a Cheshbin, they're not going to be able to take care of Klai Yisrael because they have children. That's the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Cheshbin. Their Cheshbin is to follow the Ribbono Shel'Olam. El Elisa Noshim should go have children. That's what the Pasuk says. They died before Hashem. Their kavon was l'shem shemayim. They made a mistake. This problem of Nadav Aviyu, this mistake that they made, is a very dangerous one for us all. We think about it. when the Nochash tempted Chavu the Eitz Hadas. So what did he show her? You're going to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yotzrei Olamos. Yotzrei Olamos. You're going to be creative. You're going to be able to build. You're going to be able to bring something into the world that didn't exist before. What could be more tempting than that? Person using all of his koiches, using all of her koiches to create something that wasn't before. I'm going to be doimed to the Bori Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam's a Bori. I'm going to be a Bori, a Yotzer. Who wouldn't want that? What is the problem with a person expressing himself? A person using his koiches, L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim, Chizkiyahu was L'shem Shemayim. None of you were L'shem Shemayim. And yet they were cut down. What's the problem? So we would say that ultimately, if you're going to freely express yourself and just go with this Eish, Boyer Bekirbo, the fire that's burning inside yourself, there's ultimately going to be a problem in your creativity. Because as we all know, in any discipline, in any area of human creativity endeavor, you need rules, you need laws, you need boundaries. An artist, he needs to know the laws of drawing, of sculpture. A musician has to work within the boundaries of music. A writer has to use the boundaries of writing. An athlete has to use the boundaries that are given to him. Everything has boundaries, everything has rules, everything has a seder to it. And therefore, the creativity that you think you're going to have with a free expression is ultimately going to be a limited creativity. And therefore, we could understand that Yira is that thing that a person's a Yore, the person has to submit himself to the law, is a way to enhance what he's trying to do. I once was sitting with one of my Rebbeim in his house learning, and I was getting very excited about the sugya I was learning. And I was so excited, I wasn't thinking clearly. So my Rebbe said to me, he looked at the freezer, and he said, Tzvi, he said, learning is like a freezer. Learning is like a freezer. He said, yes. He says, because the coils on the freezer are very hot, but inside it's very cold. You need to have the fire for learning, but you have to be able to analyze something with cold logic. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to just get lost in the heat. The heat is there to produce something. The heat has to be transferred into something that you can analyze and become and know what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And therefore, as the Kuzari said to the Melech, Kavanasa Ritsuya Vein Maser Ritsuya. It's not enough that your Kavan is Ritsuya, that you're burning with the Ratzin to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. You have to Maser Ritsuya. You have to do the right thing. You have to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. As Kehel has said, Sof Dobra called Nishma. What's the bottom line? As Yelakim Yirei. It's all about Yiras Hashem. It's all about taking that fire and focusing it like a laser into Yiras Shemayim. Not because that's going to be the ultimate expression of your creativity and your Avodas Hashem. That's certainly true. But there's something more profound, something more basic, something more fundamental than the fact that your creativity will find its more perfect expression if you follow the Ribbono Shel Olam's way. And that is because we sometimes make a mistake with our Yiddishkeit, with our spirituality, our Avodas Hashem. And what's that? In the Welt, there's the Musik of spirituality. There are many people who have spirituality in different religions, even not former religions. And ultimately, spirituality often becomes a way for them to find self-satisfaction, find pleasure, find self-fulfillment. And whereas that's certainly true as a result, as an outcome of being a Frum Yid, of being an Eved Hashem, it's not the goal. The goal is not that I should express myself spiritually. The goal is that I should submit myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, Yiras Shemayim is the center of everything, because if I don't have Yiras Shemayim, what it means is that ultimately my spirituality, my Avodah, is that Eish Boyer Bekirbo. It's ultimately that fire burning inside of me. And where's it going? Where I want it to go. That's not what it means to be an Eved Hashem. What it means to be an Eved Hashem is everything is to do the Ratzon of the Bori. It's not about me. It's not about my expression, my fulfillment, my satisfaction. It's about doing what the Hashem wants. And then we could ask a very basic question. If that's so then who needs all this Eish? Who needs all this fire? Who needs all this passion? Who needs all this being tehitzed and fired up? Do what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. Be Yirei Hashemayim. You are fired up. You're not fired up. You have passion. You don't have passion. You're excited. You have Eslavos. What's the difference? You're a Yoresh Shemayim. That's what the Pasuk says. Be a Yoresh Shemayim. Why is it so important to have this fire? A Yid who's on the highest madrega of his Avoda, it consists of the following equation. If I'm just going to be a Yoresh Shemayim without the Hislavus, so I'll do exactly what Baruch Hashem wants, and I'll get schar, I'll get credit, whatever Baruch Hashem wants to give me. I've done what he wanted to do. If he's just going to have the Hislavus without the Yoresh Shemayim, so he's all fired up, he's totally involved, but he's not doing what Baruch Hashem wants. What the Baruch Hashem wants is for you and I, for every Yid, to be fired up and take that fire inside of ourselves and submit it, guide it, direct it to the Avodas Hashem. Because in that way, we're a full person. When a person feels that Hislavus inside of himself, when he gets fired up, when he's a nut of view in terms of his passion and his excitement, when he has that fire, and he takes that, he submits it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so what he's done is he's taken his whole being and made his whole being into a carbon. And that's the ultimate madrega that we're all looking for. That's the tragedy. That's the tragedy of Avihu, because they were the people that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, they're bigger than us. But they missed the most basic point. It's not about them. It's not about their eish, what their cheshbon is. It's about what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's the kunz. The kunz is to be able to have that fire, have that passion, have that hislavus, but have it always directed, always focused to Ribbono Shel Olam, that Ribbono Shel Olam should be mezakeh us, that our eish shouldn't be an eish zorachas for shalom. It should be an eish of emes. It should be eish of yoifi. It should be an eish that the Ribbono Shel Olam has nachas from, that we can safely take the fire inside of us and guide it. We know that fire is a tremendous koyach. Look what's going on in Japan right now. The fire, the fuel's burning. The nuclear fuel is burning. It's a very dangerous thing, fire. But fire is also something which can fuel things to make things happen that couldn't happen otherwise. So much of our power that we run society on is based on fire. Fire is a very, very valuable and very, very dangerous entity all in the same. And that's our challenge, be able to take that fire and guide it, direct it, focus it, that it can lift us ever and ever closer to the Baruch Hashem.
This concludes this year. For more information regarding Rabbi Good's other shiurim and lectures, to sponsor a shiur, or to have Rabbi Good speak in your community, please contact us at yesodeimedia@gmail.com. That's yesodeimedia@gmail.com, or call 410-764-0510. The video version of these and other shiurim from Rabbi Good are available at TorahAnytime.com as well. Thank you.